Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good friend David Dossie back. Docs, David is a partner with at the law firm of Gallagher and Dossie. It's an intellectual property attorney. Law firm, I should say, and we used to call them patent attorneys. Now they're IP attorneys. They cover all of the intellectual property stuff from trademarks to patents to all the intellectual property stuff. And he's a registered professional engineer. And not only is he a intellectual property attorney, he's my intellectual property attorney. He's our good friend. David, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's always an honor.
Good to have you back. Hey, David, one of the things that's on your mind is one of my favorite things, and something I think I actually have an aptitude for. One of the few things. I'm good at baling hay. I can milk a cow. You know, I can change a tire. But I'm pretty good at naming things. For some reason, it's always been kind of fun for me. I've enjoyed over the years naming things, and I think I've had some success with this. I think some people struggle with it, though, and it's maybe why they're reluctant to do what they need to do to protect themselves with names. And that's what you want to talk about today, isn't it?
Yeah, well, from our experience, you are good at it because you are the rare exception that generally the names you come up with are clear and protectable. And that is very unusual because when most small businesses are coming up with a name for a new product or a service, typically they'll strike out 7 out of 10 times. Wow. Before they get a name that is clear, in other words, not exposing them to particular risk, and then secondarily is also protectable. So you definitely must have a knack for it.
Well, I don't know exactly why. It's kind of a weird. I'm kind of weird that way, I guess. But talk to us about the value, the power of naming.
Well, you know, you have to think about the name of a product or service is generally the first thing that a potential purchaser comes in contact with. It's before they open your door and walk in your physical establishment or before they're on your e-commerce site. It's that name. And it, bottom line, in today's era where we're bombarded with data left and right, it comes down to we have built in inherent filters to decide what is interesting, what is not interesting, whether you're at the grocery store trying to select a new salad dressing or at a hardware store or online doing a search on Amazon. It often comes down to what grabs your attention most, and you just let everything else go by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
So people, I feel, will often put in more time thinking about that layout of their e-commerce site or the impression that they get when they walk into your retail establishment. But you really need to take a step back and think about the name first because it is that first point of contact, and the importance of it cannot be overstated.
Well, and I think the biggest problem I see in small businesses is not naming things anything. Not even trying to name things. And I, one of the things I learned when I had my consulting company was that if I had a, it seemed like that the services I offered would generally fall into half a dozen categories. And I got to the point where I was creating products and those things into products. And I gave them a name. And once I did that, it was easier for a customer to get their head around what we were going to do together. And so, for example, even if you're like a delivery, you've got a delivery crew. You've got you're a wholesale company and you're delivering stuff. You know, don't just say we have delivery trucks and the delivery service. Name that the XYZ delivery team, or you see what I mean? Come up with a name for it. Which I mean, I think people, it makes people feel, frankly, I think it impresses them. What do you think?
Well, and it's the foundation of all your later marketing and advertising, and it gives you the opportunity to make that good first impression. And that good first impression can either be boring, ho-hum, run-of-the-mill, and a name like everyone else in the industry, or it can be something that really stands out and, in a sense, can tell the story of the company. It can make you smile. It can make you laugh. You know, it can make you feel a certain way. It can make you remember something from your childhood.
It can make you loyal.
Absolutely.
People like to be loyal to companies, folks. And if you'll give them a name, they'll be loyal to that name. We've seen it for generations now. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to move over and talk about naming. We're going to talk about how to come up with the names, how to come up with great names. And David Darcy is going to help us with that. He and I will be right back after these messages. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.